Connect FM.
It's 2:05. Hi there. I'm Mary Lynn with you weekdays, noon to 3.
And I'm Ryan Monahan.
Now, yesterday, we told you about a story, a very unfortunate story, of a young girl who is being bullied at school. This happening at the Thomas Jefferson Middle School. And her mom learned about the bullying, unfortunately, after this sweet girl tried to commit suicide. And thank God she did not succeed. Her mom went to the school to talk to administrators about this because it was unbeknownst to her, this was going on. And she wanted the bullies to pay for their, she wanted to know what repercussions they were going to suffer. And she was not satisfied at all with what the administrators told her. And the mom, Angie Travis, is here with us now. Hi, Angie.
Hi.
How is your daughter doing?
She's doing better.
That's so good. I'm so glad to hear. You know, we unfortunately recently lost another sweet girl who was only 10 years old in Ridge Farm, Ashlyn Connor, because she was bullied and thought that was the answer for her. And thank God that your daughter is still here with us. So
Yes. Please
let her know that we care about her and we're so thankful that that she's okay.
So, thank you.
You're welcome. Well, that's so sweet to hear. Okay, so let's hear from you, Angie, because
okay.
you can tell. My story is through a friend of a friend I saw on Facebook, and can you tell us what happened and where you're at now?
Yes, I got a call on Monday, last Monday, that my daughter had spoke that she wished she was never born. Under investigation of it all, we found out that children have been stabbing her with pencils, calling her some very bad names. She tried to get help, and they sent her back to class.
So,
a call to me. I took her to the hospital to find out that she tried to cut her wrist in the bathroom.
Oh. In the bathroom at school?
Yes.
Okay, and so you got this call on Monday?
Yes, and this happened on Monday.
Okay.
Nobody was aware that she tried to cut her wrist at school until we got to the hospital and she admitted them.
Okay.
When I talked to them, their response was that they're trying to steer away from suspension.
They're trying to steer away from the bullies.
From suspending the bullies.
Now, why is that? Why would a suspension be off the table if somebody is harming another child at school? I don't understand. Yesterday I was saying, well, what about detention are their parents aware that they are bullying? Why wouldn't suspension be on the table?
Right, and they had no response to that. I know one of the children who was on the list of being one of the bullies,
mm-hmm.
They have yet to call her into the office and talk to her about it. This leads me to believe they have not talked to any of them.
How long has your daughter been being bullied at school?
It started in sixth grade last year,
okay.
And it followed her here. The response last year was that she's pretty, the boys like her, she has good hair, the girls are jealous. She's going through culture shock. I've heard numerous excuses.
But so this has been going on for a year. Have in this entire time, have any of her bullies been punished in any way, shape, or form?
Not that they have let me know, or not that I've seen.
I know in the article that was in the Decatur Herald that talked about your march yesterday, your protest yesterday outside of the school, that there's some kind of that they say privacy laws prevent them from telling you what steps they've taken in terms of consequences to the other students.
Right. In that matter, I have been involved for many years with our school, and the boy who stabbed her with the pencils walked out of school yesterday. So I do know for a fact that he's still in school.
Okay. So he, when you're saying walked out, he walked out when school was over. He didn't just
when school was dismissed.
Okay.
Yes.
And this stabbing her with pencils.
Yeah. She had wounds at the hospital that was showed to us where they've stabbed her with pencils.
And I can't. And so now, when your daughter went to report this, she's reported this numerous times at school.
Right, and their response to that was she wants to get out of class.
They think that she's just trying to get out
of
class.
Their exact words was she's only sat through a few full days of class because she tries to get out and sits in the hallway and cries. When I asked, isn't that their responsibilities of adults to find out the reason of why she's sitting in the hallway crying, nobody had a response.
Well, and I mean, is there a counselor at school? I mean, I would think that if she's been stabbed with a pencil and she shows the mark of what recently happened, I mean, I remember when I was going to school, if I reported that, the teacher would be dragging the kid out of classroom and taking him to the principal's office.
And instead of doing that, they took her out to class.
They took her out of class?
They took her back to class. Oh. They wouldn't even hear everything she had to say.
Well, that's got to be incredibly frustrating to reach out for help and to get nothing back.
And right after that is when she tried to cut her wrist. When she did cut her wrist.
What did she use?
Scissors from the school.
And so, and now today she's been in the hospital. They've been treating her for depression. And
she just got released today.
So today is her first day back home. How are you guys doing today?
I'm glad to have her home.
Yeah, I can imagine. A lot of cuddle time with mom, huh?
Yeah, I think I just got the first full 10 minutes of sleep that I've had all week.
I can imagine. This is a music that being used in the video that was created of a rally outside Thomas Jefferson Middle School in Decatur yesterday. And we're talking with Auntie Travis. She's the one who organized it on behalf of her daughter who was being bullied at school, who's being treated for depression and tried to commit suicide at school because she was bullied and felt that nobody was taking her seriously. And from what we've been hearing from you, Angie, she wasn't being taken seriously.
Right.
And so it looks like you had a number of parents out there with your rally yesterday. This occurred at about 1 o'clock yesterday afternoon?
Yes.
And this video you can find on the Facebook page, Decatur Parents Against Bullies. What was the reason for the rally?
To get them to hear us, to realize that the bullying is going on in their schools and they're not doing enough to prevent it.
And this was your reaction after going and speaking with the administrators and saying, hey, look, you know, what is going to happen to these bullies? And they basically said, well, you know, we're not going to suspend anybody because we don't want, we want to keep our suspension rate down.
Right.
Okay. And so there were a number of parents that were at this event, so obviously you're not alone. You know, a lot of times people will say, okay, well, we're not hearing the school side of this. We're only hearing your side of this. You're a parent. You know, your daughter was depressed. You know, maybe you're embellishing the story, but apparently you're not alone.
Right. There's several other parents. There's even the website, like you mentioned, Decatur Parents Against Bullies. This happened with a kindergartner last year who was severely beaten up by bullies at Ashore's grade school in Decatur. So it's going on in several of our schools.
And you just keep hearing it over and over and over again. And, you know, we've talked about it many times here on our show that, you know, there just has to be more done. And we need our administrators and our teachers to be the referees here. We need them to stop it. And we need bullies to be punished for what they're doing, especially, you know, it sounds like physical harm was being done to your daughter.
Right. she was stabbed several times with pencils.
And then just every day, you know, insults, they're the common things as well.
Right, yes.
So you did the rally yesterday. Do you think it had an impact?
I hope so. We're planning other rallies.
Okay.
The next one's going to be at the school board meeting, so.
Okay, and when's that?
I believe it's December 15th at 6:30.
Okay.
At the Kyle building.
Okay. And you just want the school board to hear your, and you and other parents are going to say, look, we demand that more be done?
Yes, because they're saying, like in the Herald and Review, that they're doing more and that they've done to help my family, but we've never heard anything but excuses.
The deputy superintendent, Lisa Mann, said in the Decatur Herald Review that the district takes every report of bullying very seriously and conducts an investigation. Would you agree with that?
No. I don't. I've made several complaints on the bullying from the beginning of sixth grade on. Mm-hmm. And the same children are the ones who are continuing to be the bullies.
The principal of Thomas Jefferson Middle School, Nate Shepherd, said to the newspaper that some of the steps that they take to try and curtail bullying include changing the students' schedules to minimize contact between them. Has that occurred?
It has not as of yet. I think they were trying to do that, but it was never done.
Other steps, he said, notifying the victim's teachers that they should keep a close eye on that student so bullies don't have an opportunity.
And I know, too, in that story, last week, I know of a child who was punched in her face and came home with a black eye. The teacher's response to her was, "Are you okay, honey?" and sent the kid who punched her back to class. Nothing was done about that. This mother is just hearing about what happened that day.
Really?
And the teacher admitted to saying it, but Mr. Shepherd is saying that it didn't happen in that way.
They say they have video. They say that that they check video. The school has cameras covering most of the common areas to find evidence.
Myself and this other mother have been told that the camera wasn't in the area that it happened.
Well, okay. I guess that's rather convenient.
Yes.
So the girl was punched. I mean, to me, that's a criminal charge. Is her mother going to file criminal charges?
We are supposed to meet with this Lisa Manns on Thursday.
Lisa Manns, the deputy superintendent there at Thomas Jefferson Middle School.
Yes.
Okay.
And this is the first time that we're meeting with her because she's never been willing to before.
Okay. I guess I'm just a bit dumbfounded. I don't know what to say. I can't imagine.
Myself also, I didn't think it was as severe as it was.
Huh.
Last year, my daughter admitted to the bullying, and she was jumped by three students. And the teacher said she couldn't get involved with that because she was pregnant.
Well, I mean, I don't think that we expect our teachers to put themselves in harm's way, especially if you're pregnant. But so, what did the teacher do after the student was jumped? Did she go at least report it to somebody? Or
yes, she did, and I got a call from the school that day because we lived right by Harris, and my daughter walked home, and they asked me to pick her up because they thought she was in danger.
Okay.
But she was right back in the environment the next day.
And so was the students who jumped her.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, at least you're doing something about this and bringing awareness to an issue. Will your daughter be?
Get more parents involved and aware.
Yeah, so that other kids who are going through the same thing that your daughter's gone through will be there. We're talking with Angie Travis, and her daughter's been bullied in school tried to commit suicide, thankfully didn't. Today is her first day back from the hospital and being treated with depression. Is she going to go back to school, Angie?
No, she is. I chose homeschool for her.
So you're going to start to homeschool her?
Yes.
And that's what she would prefer, so she doesn't have to deal with this anymore?
Yes.
Well,
I'm definitely afraid now that we spoke out that it'll get worse.
Yeah, that was a question we had yesterday. Somebody was thinking, well, if you're out in front of the school, will this make matters worse? And
what, Angie, it's Ryan here. What, message would you have to other parents? I mean, you're choosing to take your daughter out of the school system, but some kids may not have that luxury, whether both their parents work or what other circumstances they may have. What do you think the kind of the bigger picture is here? Not necessarily for this isolated case, but for all cases, that big or small, that may be going on.
For parents to stay more involved, to visit the schools. They have open door policies, to be aware that there is bullies. If their children are seeming depressed, find out why. Go to the school. Go to the website, Parents Against Bullies. There's also a group called YANA, You Are Not Alone.
Yeah.
They can go through that group. There's several different organizations on Facebook that'll help them out. They have me tremendously.
We had Wayne Grover from YANA on yesterday talking about this, and I know that there was a representative from YANA at your rally yesterday in front of the school.
Yes.
You know, it just seems like, you know, as a parent, I would just be, I would be so angry. I guess when I grew up, if you behaved badly, if you were a kid who behaved badly, you were punished. I can't imagine kids being allowed to punch and stab other students with pencils like what happened to your daughter and things like that, and not be punished in some way. I mean,
I agree. I think there needs to be stiffer consequences for it at school.
Well, it's the only way to stop it. Yeah, I mean, I understand that the school says that because of their privacy policy, they can't tell you what consequences the bullying students would face, but were they able to either confirm or deny that anything's been done to the kids who've been bullying your daughter?
No.
And that's because...
No, and even during the rally, when the kids were dismissed from school, they were cussing us and screaming, and you know, I made a point that that's the big reason we're there, and they allowed it to happen.
So, and we're talking about middle school kids, so you had middle school kids coming out of the school and...
cussing and yelling.
What?
And no adults went over and stopped it.
So there were no teachers or anything outside of the school?
They were outside.
But
they didn't break up the group of kids that were screaming and yelling vulgar words.
School is much different.
I've been told this, Jeffrey.
Well, we can't. Are you talking about the kid?
No, man who was on the news.
Oh.
He's some spokesperson for the school.
Okay.
He came over and asked if there's anything he could do for us, and I pointed the children out to him.
Okay. So. And were they yelling and swearing at that time?
Yes, he heard them.
And he didn't do anything about, or he didn't say anything?
He said he would notify Mr. Shepherd.
Okay. God, you know, when I grew up, when I went to school, I mean, I'll just never forget the teachers that would, I mean, nobody had to go report it. They just did it, you know. But maybe it's different today because of lawsuits and all of that, but.
I'm sure that has something to do with it, but they took all punishment out of the schools, all consequences out.
Wow. Well, Angie, I want to let you get back to your daughter. I want to thank you for the time that you've given us today and the awareness that you've brought about this situation. I hope that you're meeting later this week with the deputy superintendent there. I hope that that maybe you guys can, you know, together, because of this, find some solutions.
I care still whether my daughter's going or back. I don't want other children to go through this.
Right. And you know, other kids are going through this. So, but thank you for talking with us again. We're, you know, so grateful and thankful that your daughter is okay.
Thank you.
I know. Yeah. I mean, just a special girl, and nobody should ever feel so scared that they can't go to school and so alone that they would want to take their life. So, you know, she's very lucky that she has you and that you're going to homeschool her now. And so she won't have to go through that turmoil again. And again, the website that you can see the video of the rally and where you can keep up with the news on bullying in Decatur and help make a difference is Decatur Parents Against Bullies. And I'll put that Facebook page on ours, My Connect FM, and we'll keep in touch with you, Angie, but, want to thank you for sharing your story.
Thank you.
All right. You have a great day.
You too.
Okay. Bye-bye. 2:30 at 93.5, 95.3, the new Connect FM.